All right, good morning, everybody. Our devotional today is on Psalm 71, and I shall read that for us. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been as a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together and say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed. With scorn and disgrace may they be covered who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those who come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches the highest heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also which you have redeemed. And my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt. Amen. Something I've always admired about David whenever I read through the Psalms is this audacity that he conveys in his writing. What I mean by that is whenever I open up to the Psalms and I read David's prayers and his worship to the Lord, I get this undeniable sense of just how boldly David places himself before the Father. He speaks with such candidness and familiarity to the Creator of the universe, the Father of lights, that it's clear just how close to the Lord David is. And this psalm is no different. All throughout our passage, David boldly calls upon the Lord to rescue him, to deliver him, to be his rock of refuge and his fortress. This psalm is full of David just calling upon the Lord and pouring out his heart to him and making requests of him. He asks God to save him from the clutches of his enemies, to protect him like he always did, and to show that he is Lord. And I think the highlight of this psalm for me is verse 9, where David says to the Lord, "Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent." Forsake me not when my strength is spent. That's actually the title of the psalm in my Bible. And it's such a beautiful line that stands out to me because it conveys David's pure desire to remain in the Lord's presence. So much so that he basically asks him, "Lord, even when I outgrow my usefulness to you, even when I grow old and I have no strength to do anything, keep me by your side." It's a great example of David's audacity. One of my favorite illustrations that Tim Keller has is when he says, the only person who dares wake up a king at 3 a.m. for a glass of water is a child. The only one audacious enough to stroll through the castle halls in the middle of the night, walk right past the guards, and tug on the king's bedsheets until he wakes up and asks him to fetch them a glass of water is the king's own son or daughter. Anyone else, and they'd be foolish to approach the king with such ignorance, but the king's son and the king's daughter can be audacious precisely because they are the king's son and the king's daughter. David has great audacity because he has great understanding that he is the king's son. Though David himself is a king, he doesn't forget that the real king, the Lord of Lords, is his heavenly father. And David trusts his father. He isn't afraid to boldly come before him and ask of him much, because he has full confidence that God, out of his abundant love, will listen to the needs of his child. David has full confidence and childlike faith even after all he's been through, all the trials and tribulations, because he has walked with God all his life. He's enjoyed the love and the protection and the guidance of the Lord, and he never wants to do without it. He says, O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to my old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me. I wonder if we're as candid and audacious as David is in our own prayers. I wonder if you and I have given the Lord enough room in our lives to work and to reveal his faithfulness to us so that we come to trust him and boldly ask much of him. I know for me, sometimes I forget the beauty of the gospel and of God's love for me, and I try to do more, serve more, perform more to earn God's favor. When instead, I can embrace the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and pray, Lord, forsake me not when my strength is spent. I think we can learn a thing or two from this psalm. I think we can praise God and sing of his faithfulness, to shout for joy and to talk of his righteousness in response to all the great things that he's done in our lives, and to enjoy intimacy with him and to boldly approach his throne with whatever is on our hearts. So let's take a moment to do that this morning. Let's go before the Father boldly with great audacity and let's pray, Lord, would you help me? Would you keep me by your side? So let's take some time to do that right now. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you're a God who makes himself so available to us. We thank you that we can approach your throne, that we could go to you in prayer and to boldly ask much of you, not because of what we've done. Actually, it's more in spite of what we've done, because of the beautiful work of Jesus, who brought you near to us once again. So Lord, this morning, I simply pray that I could be by your side, that I can gaze upon you and be in your presence, to be guided by you, protected by you, to enjoy life with you. Lord, would you continue to teach us to be a little bit bolder in our prayers, to have a little more audacity whenever we go to you, because of how much we trust you, not just as a distant God who makes declarations, but a personal friend, a loving father. Continue to show us all these beautiful aspects of your character, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.